It's good to be here again this morning. I remember in October.
我很高兴再一次来到这。我记得十月份去年。
That we met on Sunday morning and did this.
我们在礼拜天早上曾经聚在那儿。
That was a very valuable time. I really enjoyed that time.
我还记得那段时间有价值的。我记得。
And praying that the Lord will make this time together just as rich and edifying.
让这段时间也跟上次一样的能够造就我们，而且丰丰富富。
There's only one rule I have about Q&A. Well, it's two rules.
我有两个规则有关问答。
If I don't know something, you will allow me to say I don't know.
如果我答不出来，你要允许我告诉你我没答案。
We aren't answer men. We don't have all the answers. We're not experts.
我们不是有问必答的，我们不是专家，不是什么答案都有。
And this setting makes me feel like you're elevating us, and makes me quite uncomfortable, to be honest with you.
这个场合你们好像高举了我们，好像我们什么都有答案，所以我有点不舒服。
We just like you.We're following Jesus the best we know how.
我们就像青年人，我们在尽我们所能在跟随主耶稣。
We walk according to the light that He has given us.
我们
up to this point.
他给我们亮光多少，我们就行在其中。
The second rule I have.
我第二个规则呢
？Is that there is no silly or ignorant question except the question not asked.
除了没有问的问题，那种问题是无聊的问题。
And a third rule, be honest, amen.
Okay. 第三个。
In other words, I want you to ask any question that you have.
我巴不得你能够问你心上所有的问题啊。
And don't think, oh, he will think that's a inappropriate or a silly or a stupid question.
不要认为。他会认为，我问的问题太愚昧了，太无知了。放心好了，这是第三个规则。所以
，don't be embarrassed，
不要不好意思。
And just ask what you might。
所以你就可以问你心上的。
I think everybody here knows me. I think I was. They were. Most everybody was here last October.
大多数人。
Anyone not？
上个十月份。
Yeah。
都在这儿。有没有人不认得我？都认得。
Yeah。
这是老面孔。
So who has the first question?
谁要问第一个问题？
问题一，关于救恩的确据。我有时候很确定我得救了，但有时候又不完全确定。不像昨天您讲道中问到的，有没有在神里面有喜悦？有没有那种极大的盼望？有没有单单因为耶稣基督喜乐？所以我不知道我现在是一个什么境况。
Answer and say first of all.
如果可以回答的话，首先
，I think I understand what you're asking.
我想我明白你的意思啊。
But it is a little confusing because it sounds contradictory.
因为有一点叫人混淆，因为有点自相矛盾。
I know I am saved.
我知道我得救了。
But at times I'm not sure.
有时候我不肯定。
You see?
你看
，You see why that sounds contradicting?
所以好像自我矛盾哈。
Either we know or we don't know.
我们要不就知道，要不就不知道。
Can't be both.
不能又知道又不知道，对不对
？However, having stated that,
然而说了这样的话
，I think I do understand what you're saying.
我想我明白你的意思，因为
you're referring to the degree of certainty you have.
因为你在讲你得救的把握的程度
，and assurance.
这个。确据
has a range of probability.
有一个不同的可能性的伸缩度。
You can be 100% sure.
你可以百分之百绝
对。Or you can be
或者
50% sure.
50%百一百。
And actually, tomorrow evening, I'm going to deal with this.
明天晚上我就会解答这个问题啊。
And explain how do you increase the degree of certainty you have in God?
可以对你的确据有更深的把握。
But specifically, let me deal with this right here and now.
那现在呢，我就就你的话题。
In relationship to salvation,
关乎救恩的确据。
I think when it comes to assurance of salvation,
讲论到救恩的确据的时候,
our problem is
我们的问题是,
we really lack a deep understanding of what God has done for us in the gospel.
在福音里头,
you heard me say last night that I was a preacher before I was converted.
我真正归信之前,
I referred to this last October. And even though I had a what I would call a very dramatic conversion experience, a few years later, I struggled with assurance.
几年之后呢, 我还是有确据对我的得救确据的挣扎过程。
Number one, partly due to my personality.
首先, 跟我的个性有关啊,
I tend to be a very introspective kind of person.
因为我是一个比较内向, 比较喜欢审查自己的这种性格。
So all of you introspective people need to really pay attention.
凡是内向的, 喜欢自我反省的人都要注意啊。
What is an introspective person?
什么是一个自我内向的人呢?
It's a person who's always examining themselves within.
一个人总是看里面。
Yeah, looking on the inside, trying to gauge
想要衡量,
how right they are with God.
他们跟神的关系怎么样, 总是反省自己, 自我反省,
always trying to take their spiritual pulse.
总是要量量属灵的脉搏怎么样。
That's an introspective person.
这是一个自我,
very in touch and in tune with their feelings.
他们跟自己的感觉都是很敏感的啊, 总是,
very sensitive to moods,
对,
temperament.
自己的感情绪啊, 情感啊, 总是跟着走的。
You go to bed feeling fully assured of your relationship with Christ.
上床的时候, 哇, 心里头蛮有把握, 你跟基督没问题。
And you wake up the next morning and you feel nothing.
怎么没感觉了?
You know, you think, my goodness, my heart must have a lot of holes that just leaked out.
我心里头一定有很多洞漏掉了。
Because what can you do in your sleep?
因为你睡觉的时候你无法控制。
And so an introspective person, if they don't feel assurance,
一个自我感跟着感觉走的人，如果他没感觉的话呢，
will begin to question the certainty of their relationship with God.
他们就会开始怀疑自己跟神的关系的确据把握。
So that's part of my makeup.
这是我的天性啊。
But secondly,
好，第二呢，
I'm a legalist by nature.
我呢天性也是一个律法主义者。
In other words,
换言之呢?
I am always judging my performance in obedience to God.
我总是在衡量我对神的顺服的程度，总是在自我衡量。
Because my fleshly natural tendency,
因为我的肉体的天然的倾向呢,
is to believe that God is pleased with me or displeased based upon that performance.
根据我的行为的好坏呢, 神或者喜悦我, 或者不喜悦我,
Does that make sense?
明白吗?
A legalist is somebody who believes
一个律法主义者是一个相信
that God's approval of him or her is based upon what they do or don't do.
神对他接纳的程度是根据他所做的或者他没有做的事。
Now we know that that is counter to the gospel.
这个是跟福音背道的。
But the gospel is a gospel of grace.
因为福音是恩典的福音。
And yet a legalist is still, you can be a Christian, believe in grace,
你可能是个基督徒, 你相信恩典, 你仍然有律法主义的倾向。
But that natural framework of legalism will still play havoc with you.
你里头的那个自然的 律法主义的倾向会把你还是会毁掉你。
The only antidote that I have learned for myself,
我知道唯一的药方我自己学习到的,
is to drink deep, I mean drink very deep,
就是深深的,
into the gospel itself,
深深的隐于 救恩的源头。
In fact,
你就可以防范这些事儿。
I have, just finished writing a book.
我刚刚写完一本书啊。
And it's in the layout and publishing stage.
现在正在
on this very subject.
正在准备要出版，就是有关这个主题的一本书。
We're calling it the fight of faith.
我们称之为信心的征战。
How to fight condemnation.
怎么样子与撒旦定罪来征战。
Because it's so easy.For people like me,
因为很容易像我这样的人啊,
to feel condemned,
觉得被定罪。
And we believe that the smile of God and His approval is upon us if we're doing well.
如果我们一切都一帆风顺，我觉得神的笑脸、神的悦纳就在我们身上。
But if we're not doing so well in our performance, we don't feel like God is smiling and approving.
如果我们行的不是那么理想的话，我们就觉得神不再跟我们微笑了，就神就不悦纳我们。
Now here's where Satan has a great door or opportunity.
借着这个空隙啊，撒旦就很容易有余地钻进来了。
And he can even use the Bible.
甚至可以用圣经来控告我们。
Because there is truth.
因为有他讲的有。
That we can displease God by our actions or performance.
没错，圣经的确教导我们，借着我们的不好的行为，我们可以叫神不喜悦。没错。
The gospel does not say that our disobedience is no big deal.
福音没有教导说是我们。不顺服没关系，无所谓，不。
The gospel does not tell us that God ignores our sinful acts of disobedience.
福音也没有说神就转眼不看我们的不顺服，他根本就不在乎，没有。
We can displease God.
我们可能不讨神喜悦的。
Paul writing, to the Ephesians said, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit."
保罗写信给以弗所人说，你不要叫圣灵担忧。
So you can grieve God, you can break His heart.
所以你可能
by your disobedience,
借着你的不顺服，叫圣灵担忧，叫神担心你。
But now listen.
但注意听啊。
I've learned.
我学习到功课。
That the gospel tells me.
福音告诉我。
I may displease God, but I cannot disappoint God.
我就算我可以叫神不喜悦，但是我不能叫他失望的。
Now why is that a big distinction?
为什么这两者有那么大的不同呢？
Here's why.
我告诉你。
How can you disappoint somebody who knows all things?
你怎么可能叫一个无所不知的人失望呢？
He knows you're going to disobey before you know it.
你还不知道，他就知道你会不顺服他，他早知道了。
To disappoint somebody,
但你要叫人失望的话呢？
means they expected something different.
意思是他期盼你会哇，他会吓一跳，他会出他意料之外。
Do you know what God expects out of you and your fleshly abilities?
你知道神期盼你在你的肉体的能耐当中，他期盼你什么吗？
He expects one thing out of you and me.
只期盼你我做一件事。
Failure.
失败。
Failure.
失败。
He knows that without him you can do nothing.
他知道离开了他你啥都不能做。
And that means nothing.
的确。
Including obedience.
什么都不能包括顺服在内你也不能。
Left to yourself, you're always going to fail. And he knows that about you.
如果你靠你自己你注定失败他早知道这一点。
Therefore, you can't disappoint him.
因此你不可能叫他失望。
Can't disappoint him because he's omniscient.
因为他是无所不知的。
He can't disappoint him because he doesn't expect anything or any more out of you.
你不可能叫他失望，因为他本来就不期盼你成功的，靠自己绝对失败。
But you can displease him.
但是你可以。
It breaks his heart.
叫他不喜悦，可以叫他心碎。
Even though he's not disappointed, it does.
就算他没有失望，但是你可以叫他。
So what am I telling you?
痛心。那我讲的是什么呢？
I'm saying that your acceptance,
我讲的是你
God's acceptance of you,
神对你的接纳
is not based upon your performance,
不是根据你的表现
but upon the performance of Jesus Christ,
那是根据耶稣基督的表现 总是根据他的表现
His love does not rise one degree
他的爱。
When you do good,
当你行得好的时候，他对你的爱不会增加 一度。
And his love is not lessened one degree when you disobey.
就算你不顺服，他的爱也不会减少。两三度，不会的。
He loves you right now as much as he will love you when you are in heaven with him.
他现在爱你的程度，正如他将来在天堂爱你的程度一模一样。
The reason we struggle with assurance at times,
我们之所以有时候会对自己得救的确据有挣扎呢，
is because we don't believe that.
因为我们不信他这么爱。
Goes back to faith.
又回到信心了。
Either you believe it and you rejoice in it,
要不你就信他，你这
glorify God,
欢喜快乐，把荣耀归给神。
Or you don't believe it and you walk under condemnation,
要不你就信他，你就活在被定罪痛苦当中。
Now listen to me.
好，注意听了。
Every time you practice unbelief toward God,
你每次对神小信的时候，
you practice faith in the devil.
你就是在对撒旦运用信心，你在信撒旦的话，谎言之。
You believe his lie,
你相信了撒旦的谎言
，and you doubt God's truth,
你就怀疑了神的真理了。
And that's why we struggle with assurance.
所以我们对自己的救恩会有挣扎。
Let me approach it from a different way.
让我从另一个角度
just to give you a short answer.
从一个另一个角度，这是问题太重要，我不能够两句话把你打发走。
When you have sinned,
当你犯罪了
，Can you rejoice in God?
你能够在主里喜乐吗？能吗
？And boldly present yourself to Him.
然后坦然无惧的来到神面前，能吗？
I wish the camera could show all the heads that are going no.
我把我的那个录像机可以把所有的摇的头都显示出来。我要跟你建议啊。
That's why you struggle with assurance.
所以你才会对得救的确据有挣扎。
Because when you sin,
因为当你犯罪
，if there was ever a time you needed courage to go to God,
如果你需要有胆量来到神面前
，It's when you sin，
那就是当你犯罪的时候了，对不对？你就不敢来了。
What does Hebrews 4:16 say？
希伯来书四章十六节怎么说？所以我们只管来到施恩宝座前，我也要得连续蒙恩厚重，随时帮助。
How are you to present yourself to God？
你会怎么来到神面前？应该。坦然,
boldly,
坦然,
with courage,
胆量,
Now, when you look at verse 16 in its proper context,
当你看四章十六节的上下文的时候,
you understand that the writer to the Hebrews is really dealing with people who are struggling
with
obedience and faith.
在帮助那些跟信心跟顺服有挣扎的人 在帮助这些人
He picks up in the third chapter and goes all the way through the third chapter of Hebrews
第三章开始、啊、他就在讲论这些
Warning them about or against unbelief
警戒他们不要因小信而跌倒
He says in verse 12 that you must maintain your confidence if you are a partaker of Jesus Christ.
三章十二节他就说了，你们要谨慎，免得有人存不幸的恶行，把永生的神离弃了。
He goes in then quoting the Lord in the book of Psalms.
然后在诗篇里头，他引用主的话说。
Today,
今日
do not harden your hearts.
你若听见他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒。
He warns them about being like old Israel.
他提醒他们不要像从前的以色列人一样跌倒。
What happened to Israel?
以色列人怎么样
？We'll read the very last verse.
你看最后一节怎么说
？Chapter 3.
这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。
They all perished in the wilderness because of Unbelief.
倒闭旷野都是因着不信的缘故。
Then he moves into the fourth chapter.
然后他进到第四章了。
And he begins to exhort the Christians.
他开始就勉励基督徒了。
Pursue this rest in Christ.
你要竭力进入这基督里的安息。
In other words, this assurance.
这个保证。
The rest that comes from assurance in Christ.
你的安息是因为在基督里的 确据而有的安息。
And he uses a metaphor to explain the rest we have in Jesus as a Sabbath.
然后他就用一个比喻，就是安息日的比喻来形容我们在基督里的安息。
That seventh, every seventh day that God established as a Sabbath.
每个第七天呢，第六日呢，神就定下来，这是我们的安息日。
Pointed forward to Jesus.
这个安息日指向的是耶稣基督。
Jesus is the fulfillment of the Sabbath.
基督就是安息日的成全。
And if you keep reading, he goes on to say that every Christian enters into the Sabbath.
每一个基督徒都可以进入基督里的安息。
They do enter.
他们的确可以进入这个安息。
But as he continues the fourth chapter,
他继续到第四章啊，第
verse 11, he talks about there still remains a Sabbath, a rest. In verse 11, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest.
是我们务必竭力进入那安息，另外一个安息。
Lest anyone fall, now watch why, fall according to the same example of disobedience.
为什么跌倒？有人学习那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So what's the context here, verse 16, leading up to it?
16节的上下文，上文讲的是什么？
Believe Jesus.
要信靠基督。
Disobedience is unbelief.
不顺服就是不信。
I was talking to someone last night and I said every act of disobedience,
我告诉他每一个不顺服的行动。
Has that as its root unbelief.
它追根究底那个根源是因着不信的缘故才会不服。
Then he talks about the word of God and how it's this living thing.
然后讲到十二节，神的话语啊是活泼的，有功效的。
It reveals our hearts.
把我们的心里的意念都显明出来了。
Now verse 14, seeing then we have a great high priest.
我们既有这样一位大祭司。
What do you do?
我们就该怎么办呢？是上帝的儿子耶稣便当持定所承认的道。
Because we've got Jesus as our high priest, what are you to do?
是既然我们有耶稣成为我们的大祭司，我们当怎么办呢？
Hold fast.
我们要持定。
To your confession.
所承认的道。
Hang in there.
抓紧，持定。
Because you don't have a high priest that cannot sympathize with your weaknesses.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Remember what I said?
记得我说的吗？
You can't disappoint him because he knows you can't do anything for him on your own.
你不可能叫他失望，因为他知道你不可能靠自己成就什么事儿。
He sympathizes with you.
他同情你，他体恤你。
That's an amazing statement.
哇，这是一句，真是叫人惊叹的一句话。
Most of us think of God in a completely different way.
我们大多数人呢，对神有不同的看法跟认识。
We see God as this stern, harsh, severe.
我们认为神是一个非常厉害、非常严厉的一个人。
How dare you?
你竟敢做这样的事，岂有此理！不
，Do this act of weakness and unbelief.
你怎么敢软弱？敢失败？敢不行吗？
But that's not Jesus.
不，主耶稣,
not to his children.
主耶稣对他的儿女并非如此。
To the unbelieving sinner, yes, the wrath of God is on him.
对那些不信的人，没错，神的愤怒在他们身上。
But in the gospel, the wrath of God has been taken away from me.
但在福音里，神的愤怒已经挪移了，除掉了。
Never to be experienced.
我们永远不会再经历到神的愤怒了。
So that he can now sympathize with.
所以现在他可以体恤我们的软弱。
Understand me.
他可以同情我们，理解我们。
And so what does he then tell us to do?
然后他告诉我们干什么？所以呢？
Let us go boldly. So it's the
context. 让我们只管坦然无惧。
Context.
对，你看这上文下理啊。
Is Christians that are experiencing defeat?
是讲到那些正在经历失败的基督徒。
Disobedience, unbelief, they're struggling with assurance.
他们小心，他们不顺服，他们有挣扎，对确据有怀疑等等。
And the author of Hebrews is saying.
希伯来书作者告诉我们。
Don't act according to what you're feeling.
不要跟着感觉走。
act according to the truth.
你要跟着神的真理走。
And the truth is, you've got a high priest.
这真理是你有一位这么好的一位大祭司。
Who suffered God's disapproval so God can grant you his approval.
他为了要使你被接纳，他自己受到了父神的弃绝。
So your approval is not based upon your performance.
所以你的被神接纳不是根据你的表现。
But on your great high priest.
那是因着你的大祭司的表现。
Now it's right that we should grieve our sins.
没错，我们犯罪时我们应该忧伤痛苦。
A godly sorrow is appropriate.
有依着神的旨意忧伤是正确的。
We should.
我们应该。
Repent.
我们应该悔改。
Confess,
要承认我们的罪,
mourn our sins,
为我们的罪忧伤痛悔, 这是正确的。
But you should only grieve over your sin to the degree that it causes you to turn to the Christ.
但是你对你的罪忧伤痛悔的程度应该是就导致你归回基督那。
In other words,
换言之
When I sin,
当我犯罪的时候,
and I look within my heart and I see my wickedness,
我反省我自己，我看到我里面的那个恶行啊，那个邪恶。
My look inward should last only as long as that look makes me want to turn away and look at Jesus.
我对我里面的反省的这个看见的时间不能超过我。转向基督仰望他的时间
In other words, your grief ought to lead you to Christ.
你的忧伤痛悔应该导致你归向基督
But here comes Satan.
那撒旦就趁虚而入了
He uses your grief
他就利用你的忧伤
as a reason not to look to Jesus.
作为不仰望耶稣的理由、借口
To convince you that God is somehow disapproving of you.
不要你了，神弃绝你了。
And you can't go to God like this.
这个德行，
you have no right to go to God.
怎么能到神面前？你哪有权利
？You don't deserve.
你不配来到神面前。
Because if you do,
因为你来的话
，Aren't you making a mockery of the cross?
你不是在从把基督从钉十字架吗？你
Now, let me go back to my question.
让我再回到我刚刚的问题啊。
Can you rejoice when you sin and go boldly to God?
当你犯罪的时候，你能够欢喜快乐，然后坦然无惧来到神面前吗？
Now listen.
好，注意听啊。
I can't rejoice in my sin.
我不可能因着我犯罪而欢喜，不可能的。
But because of my sin,
因着我犯罪，
I can rejoice in a Savior.
我可以因着我的救主而欢喜。
This has been so huge for me.
这对我来说是一件大事。
Prior to understanding this,
在我明白这个道理之前呢，
I'd go for days, if not weeks, in spiritual depression.
我一犯罪，我就会进入属灵低潮，好长时间，几个礼拜，哇，好多天。
I put myself in a penalty box.
我会把我自己封闭起来，自己惩罚自己。
Until I felt like I had grieved long enough.
直到我觉得，哎呀，我这个受刑已经满了。
And showed God how truly sorry I was.
我已经向神表现我是何等的忧伤痛悔，够了。那时候我才放自己出来。
And when I felt God was satisfied.
当我觉得神已经满意了啊，我受。
Then I could come boldly.
然后我才敢坦然地来到神面前。
Totally contrary to the scripture and the gospel.
这完全是跟圣经跟福音是背道而驰的。
What it suggests is that something's lacking in the death of Christ for us.
我这样做其实就是在表，我在表，我表现的是基督为我所做的。在福音里做的还不够。
You and I have to add something to it.
你我必须再加一点自己的。
What are we going to add to what Jesus?
我们怎么加能够再添加任何的善行
？You may think I'm blasphemous when I say.
当我说这样的话，你认为也许我在亵渎。
When I sin now.
当我现在犯罪。
Almost immediately, as soon as I'm aware of it.
几乎立刻，只要我一认识到我犯了罪，我立刻。
My grief.
我的 忧伤
is tempered with rejoicing.
我的忧伤的同时，我又心里欢喜，感恩。
I'm sorry about the sin, but I'm happy I got a remedy.
我一方面我为自己的罪忧伤痛悔，但同时我何等喜乐，我有药方了，我有出路了。
And I don't struggle with lack of assurance as much as I used to.
我现在对我救恩的确据，不像我从前成天翻天覆地的挣扎了。
Now that's just one.
这不过是其中一点。
There's many other segments and components to assurance that I can deal with.
除此以外，关乎救恩的确据，还有其他的很多方面啊，我们都可以讲到的。
问题二：相信因信称义的这个道理。和相信基督本身有区别吗？
There is a huge difference
有天渊之别
between reciting a doctrine
在重复一个教义和
and believing the doctrine
真正相信这个教义之间有一天渊之别。
This is why I said last night
我昨晚说了
The word faith is a confusing word.
信心这个词本身是叫人搞不清的。
We use the word faith in so many different ways. Remember that last night?
我们对信心有很多不同的定义，记得昨晚我说的。
I believe in the Christian faith.
我相信基督教信仰。
Which means I believe in the doctrine or dogma of the Christian of Christianity.
意思我相信基督教的教义，这些教导信条，
or,
或者
I believe the Bible is inspired by God and is infallible.
我相信圣经是神所默示的，是绝对无误的。
But that doesn't mean I'm believing a specific promise in the scripture.
这不见得我就相信圣经中的。
What we mean by that word believe is I accept mentally that this is the scriptures of God.
理性上我们接受这是神的话。
But it doesn't mean that my intellectual agreement
这并不意味着我理性上的认同
is doing anything spiritually for me.
对我就产生任何灵性上的果效。
The faith, the word faith that I'm talking about this weekend,
我这个周末所讲到的信心啊
includes mental agreement.
当然包括了理性上的人，这没有错。
But goes way beyond that.
但远远超越理性认同。
And today,
今天呢
as we finish trying to come to a definition of faith, I think you'll see what I'm getting ready to say.
等我们讲完信心的定义的时候，我想你就会知道我要讲的是什么。
Faith is more than just agreeing. That's a fact.
不仅是认同
I accept that as a fact.
我接纳这是事实而已，超越这个，远远超过这个。
It is actually acting.
信心乃是
like it's true.
把它当作真理来实行出来。
And again, we'll explain that in the first two sessions today.
今天晚上的头两堂课我们会再继续。
Now, let me give you an example.
让我给你例子。
That'll tide you, help you until then.
会帮助你直到那个时候。
When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness,
当主耶稣在旷野受到撒旦魔鬼的试探的时候，
How did Jesus fight the devil?
主耶稣怎么抵挡魔鬼的？
How did he do it? Tell me.
告诉我。
God's word.
他用神的话经上。
He quoted the text to him, didn't he?
用神的话，对不对？
Satan came to him and said, "If you're the son of God, turn these stones into bread."
对了，如果你神的儿子，你把石头变饼吧，对不对？
And his response was to quote a scripture.
就是引用一段经文经上。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
人靠神话里口中所出的一些话。
Ah, the devil gets smart.
撒旦就慢慢越来越聪明了。
In the second temptation, he quotes a scripture too.
第二个试探，他也引用圣经了，对不对？引经据典。
How does Jesus respond?
耶稣怎么回应啊？
He quotes another scripture.
耶稣用另一段经文来。
That proved that Satan took his scripture out of context.
来证明撒旦是扭曲圣经，断章取义。
Satan tempts him a third and final time.
撒旦就第三次也最后一次试探。
And once again, Jesus did what?
又一次，主耶稣怎么样？ 引用
圣经， It is written,
圣经经上记着说
Thou shall worship the Lord thy God,
你要敬拜主你的神，唯独他你要敬拜侍奉他。
We deduce from that, we get from that,
我们就根据那个下结论了，
that we need to memorize scripture,
我们就需要牢记圣经。
And so when we're tempted, we can quote scripture to the devil also.
当我们受试探的时候，我们也可以引用圣经来抵挡魔鬼。
I mean, haven't you heard that?
你有没有听过这样的教导？也没错。
You got to fight the devil, and you need to memorize scripture so you can quote the scripture to him.
抵挡撒旦的时候，你要引用圣经来抵挡他。
Now that's half right.
这对了一半，没错。
But it's also half wrong.
但是呢，也错了一半。
And a half truth is not the whole truth.
那一半的真理不是全备的真理。
You can quote scriptures to the devil all day long.
你可以整天引用经文。
That does not frighten him.
也不会叫撒旦害怕的。
You can quote him the entire Bible.
你甚至可以背诵整本圣经，如果你能背的话。
And he would not flee from you.
撒旦也不会逃跑的。
Why did he flee from Jesus?
为什么他会从耶稣面前逃跑呢？
Because Jesus believed what he was quoting to.
因为主耶稣相信他所引用的经文，他信了。
Do you see what I'm saying?
看到没有？这两者不同。
Just telling yourself, I'm justified by faith.
仅仅告诉自己我因信称义了。
It's good, but it's not all that you need.
但是不是不够不够，不是
你
所需要的。
You need to believe.
你更需要相
信。What you're preaching to yourself.
相信你向自己所说的话，你所信的信条。
And how do you know you're believing it?
你怎么知道你信呢？
Because you act like it's real to you.
因为你照着它去行了，像真的一样，就是真的。
Now, I've given you a sneak preview to this afternoon's session.
我已经给了你今天下午的一个预演了，一个偷偷的预演。
So let me let the brother follow up. Does this make some sense? Can you see what we're saying?
听懂了没有？啊哈。
Did we understand your question correctly?
我们明白你的问题。正确理解了，回答也回答了。
And this afternoon,
今天下午呢，
I think you'll have more light.
我相信你会得到更多亮光，能够更深的理解。
Listen,
注意听了。
I went through a whole year.
我一整年之久啊。
Almost to the day of doubting, I was saved.
几乎一整年我怀疑我得救了没。
A whole year.
整整一年。
And God orchestrated that year.
那神在导演那个。
It was the most painful year of my life.
是我一辈子最痛苦的一年。
I'd been saved.
是，我的确得救了。
14 years.
我已经14年。
When this happened.
我已经得救了14年，我才经历这个挣扎。
It was the most painful year, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
尽管那么痛苦，但是我不愿意把它换掉。
Wouldn't want to go back through it again.
当然我不愿意再经历。
But I wouldn't trade it for anything.
但是我不愿意放掉那
年。I learned a lot about God and I learned a lot about me.
那年当中我学习到很多有关神和我自己的事实，真理。
And during that year,
那年当中呢？
I mentally believed the gospel just like I'd always for the last 14 years.
我一直都理性上我相信福音就14年了。
But the day I came out of that,
当我熬过那个关口的时候，
I saw that I hadn't really believed what was in my head.
回头一看，我其实没有真正相信我头脑所接受的教义。
I mean, I got so bad, I really didn't think I was a Christian.
真的，我
by the end of the year,
过一年过去了，我都以为我不是真基督徒了。
And I had a dear friend who's now in heaven.
我有一个很好的朋友
，pastor friend, and I called.
他是一个牧师，我就跟他祷告。
Would you please meet me for lunch?
打电话
talk with you.
我说你可不跟我一块吃饭？我需要跟你谈一谈。
And I said to him,
我告诉他
，I'm not for sure I'm even a Christian.
我怀疑我是不是一个真基督徒。
He sat across from the table.
他
and I'll never forget what he said to me.
他在桌对面 跟我说，我永远忘不了他说的话。
I don't know what to tell you.
我不知道跟你讲啥。
All I know is I'm saved.
我只知道 我得救了。
I want to reach across the trail table.
我巴不得把他掐死。
I went back to the office at the church.
我回到了教会的办公室。
And did what I had done many, many times in the course of that year.
我那一年当中做了很多次的。
Literally.Buried my head in my hands and just sobbed.
真是我抱头痛哭啊。
God, where are you?
神啊，你在哪儿？
And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事儿？
A verse of scripture came to my mind.
一节经文，哎，我想起来了。
The scripture verse was Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and
9.
For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The Spirit of God brought that verse to my mind.
是神的灵使我想起那节经文。
And immediately,
立刻
the light came on.
就问题都没了。
The clouds that had covered me and the sun from shining.
那多年乌云压顶的那片乌云就烟消云散，没事。
And the sun has been shining in my heart ever since.
自从那一天，神的光就照在我的心里。
God
showed me. 一秒钟之内，神让我看到。
I wasn't believing.
我其实没有真正信靠那两节经文所说的。
I knew them.
我头脑明白。
But I wasn't believing.
但我没有真正信。
I had slid back into legalism.
我又回到了律法主义。
Back to my performance.
又靠我的表现，我的。
And you wanted to listen.
那注意听好。
And it wasn't because I had sinned.
不是因为我犯了什么大罪。
It wasn't that kind of poor performance.
不是我什么杀人放火做了什么坏事。
It was judging God's love for me.On my ministry,
乃是因着我的服事来论断神对我的爱有多少。
The 7 years preceding this year,
在这个前面七年呢
，God had blessed the ministry.
神一直在祝福我的服事。
A lot of the people were getting saved.
很多人得救，
the church was growing.
教会在增长。
Things were going wonderful.
一切都一帆风顺。
Spiritually, I was up here.
从灵性来说，我是正在高潮。
We were getting ready. In fact, the church was so full, we had to hire an architect.
哇，教会做得满满了，我们必须要请一个设计师来。
And we were going to build a brand new building.
我们准备要建造一个新堂。
And when that architect asked me, well,
当那个建筑师问我
What's your vision?
你的意向是什么
How many people do you believe you can reach?
你相信能够赢得多少人呢
I said,
我说
5,000.
五千人
He kind of looked at me.
他看着我
He said, why don't we do this? Why don't we have a two-phase building program?
那我们这样子好了我们有两个建造的
Actually, it's three, I'm sorry.
有三个建造的计划
The first phase,
好，第一个阶段呢
Well, you can hold about 300.
你可以大概有300人
Second phase will be 1,000.
第二阶段1,000人
And then once we get there, then we'll build the 5,000.
然后我们再建造那个5,000人
We'll do it that way.
我们一步步来，我说没问题，慢慢来，迟早的
And then God came.
然后神领导我
And began to dismantle.
开始
everything I had built in those 7 years.
把我那七年所建造的一切都拆毁了，开始拆毁。
It was like God took a wrecking ball and started smashing it all.
就像神用一个那个大球。
The building comes collapsing down.
拆毁我做的一切。
Instead of people getting saved and the church growing, people started leaving.
人们不再渐渐得救来教会，反而一个个离开了。
And Satan whispered to me and convinced me.
撒旦就在我耳边敲说悄悄话了。
But God must not love you.
神已经不爱你了，让这些事发生。
And I believed the lie.
我就相信了撒旦的谎言。
He knew what lie would work against me.
他知道什么样的谎言能够对付我。
And it did.
的确很有效。
Instead of believing the gospel that I'm saved by grace through faith,
我就不相信我得救本乎恩，因着信。
I believe that the basis of my assurance of being right with God was how well my ministry was going or how well it wasn't going.
开始相信 我被神接纳的根据是因着我的服事是一帆风顺还是不顺利。
And that,
按照我的表现 我在审判自己论断自己。
And that's what sent me in that downward tailspin.
我就开始就
spiral.
就走这个恶性循环的下坡路了。
So again,
好，再说一次。
Just because you've got something up here theologically,
你头脑里头明白一些教理教义，理性上
，and you agree with it,
而且你真认同，真心认同
，is not biblical faith.
这不等于合乎圣经的信心。
Even though we call it a belief.
尽管我们
belief system,
称之为一个信仰系统
it's not
是一种
Hebrews 11:1 faith
不等于希伯来书十一章的那个信心
make sense
听懂没有
okay is this helping
有没有帮助
okay another question
还有没有问题
问题三信徒对于救恩的确信的程度会不会有不同
Are there different degrees of assurance? Is that the essence of the question? And the thief in the cross is an example of somebody who's being saved in his last moments. How much assurance could he have, right?
就是一个例子，他就算是最后一分钟得救，但是他有多大的确信呢？确据呢？
还有人就是在医院里，临死之前有人祷告，从来没听过圣经，有没有
？Okay, somebody in the hospital who never heard the gospel, but last moment he got saved. Is it possible for him to be saved?
Oh, absolutely.
当然，当然。
Praise God. That His mercy is greater than we can comprehend.
神的怜悯远远超过我们所想。
In fact, I think that's why.
所以
there is the story of the thief on the cross.
所以才有十架强盗得救的故事在圣经里记载。
We know it's God who saves.
我们知道是神拯救人。
So God saved that one thief, not both of them.
神就拯救那一个强盗，不是两个。
To show us,
来显明呢
that we should never despair.
我们永远不要放弃
And if there's still breath, there's still hope.
只要一口气在，就有盼望
God can still save.
神仍然能拯救呢
The hardest of sinners,
那个最刚硬的
even in their last moments,
无可救药的罪人，最后一刻，神仍然能实行拯救
But he leaves the other one unsaved.
但是他放掉另一个强盗，没有拯救他。
To teach us another lesson,
来教导另一个功课
that we should never presume upon the grace of God.
你不要把神的恩典当作理所当然。
And let me explain.
让我解释一下。
And I'm going to deal with the degrees of assurance.
等一下，我会回答你的问题，那个确据的程度啊。
I have a friend back home.
我家里头老家有个朋友。
Actually, I have more than one friend. A friend,
很多朋友，其中一个
whose father just recently was diagnosed with lung cancer.
诊断有肺癌
His father's not a believer, or was?
爸爸还没有信主
And the son,
那儿子呢
had been witnessing to his father over the years.
多年来一直想要传福音给爸爸
The father had not believed upon Jesus.
那爸爸一直没有信靠耶稣。
When the diagnosis of the lung cancer came, the son once again tried to witness about Jesus.
诊断了有肺癌的儿子再一次想要传福音给他。
And here's what the father said to his son.
这爸爸对儿子怎么说呢
？Son, I have spent my whole life not following Jesus.
我这一辈子都没有跟随主儿啊。
Why would it be right that now that I'm probably going to die?
现在我既然要死了。
I turn my life over to him.
我现在归向他了。那
He says,
那不对啊。
That doesn't seem just right.
这不公平啊。
Seems hypocritical.
似乎是很假冒伪善的。
I never needed him down. Now that I need him, I'm going to let him in.
我从前不要他，现在我需要他了，我就转向他了。这不公平耶。
And my friend,
我的朋友
wisely, and I believe by the Spirit,
我相信啊，是借着圣灵的帮助。
Told him the parable of Jesus of Matthew 20.
就讲论耶稣马太二十章所讲的那个比喻。
Where the master, the field farmer would go to the place early in the morning and hire people.
主人一大早出去就找工人。
Then he went back later and hired more.
然后几个钟头之后又去。
Later in the day, hired more.
然后过了一整天到中午。
And with 1 hour of daylight left, he went back and hired more.
下午五点钟只剩一个钟头了，他又雇了一些工人。
And he explained that parable to him.
他就跟他解释那个比喻了。
And it had an effect.
然后这爸爸就听进去了。
He reminded him of the thief on the cross.
然后儿子又提醒他十架强盗的故事。
And it's been reported to me now.
现在呢，我听到消息啊。
That the father professes to have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
口里承认耶稣基督是主了。
I asked him the other day, my friend, are you seeing any changes?
几天前我问他儿子，你看到爸爸的果效，生命的果子有没有？
He said, Oh yes, I've seen fruit. I really believe he's been
saved. 我相信他真正得救，他结出果子来，悔改心相称了。
So we have hope.
所以我们有指望。
But we should never presume that God has to save me.
但不要认为神必须拯救我。
And that I can wait till I'm on my deathbed.
我可以等到我最后一刻临死前再接受。
And then give my life.
再接受耶稣。不要认为。
You got two thieves on the cross. One
记得十架
enters into paradise. One doesn't.
两个强盗，一个进到乐园，一个下去了。
Look in your Bibles at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11.
希伯来书第六章十一节，翻开圣经。
And let's answer the question about assurance. And in,
有关,
is there different degrees of assurance?
我们回答这个问题，有没有不同的得救的确据的程度的？
And I want you to answer the question after reading the verse.
好，你读了这些经文之后呢，你回答的问题。
Somebody read it.
十一节，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到并且不懈怠。
Answer the question.
好，请回答。
Are there different degrees of assurance?
有没有得救确据的程度的？
A lot of assurance or less assurance?
很大的确据，小小的确据，有没有不同？
I saw one person do this, and I saw one do this.
有人点头，有人摇头，看到。
If he is exhorting them,
如果他在劝勉他
we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance.
我们愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤。
What does that mean? That you can show less than full assurance.
所以这表明你可以有。不满足的指望也有、
right.
也有满足的指望，对不对？有满的，也有不满的。
Remember who's he writing to?
记得他写信给谁呀、啊、
？Jewish Christians,
犹太基督徒
being persecuted,
那些受逼迫的犹太基督
，and they're struggling in their faith.
他们信心中有挣扎。
That's the whole reason for this letter.
这就是希伯来书写作的目的。
In fact, some of them,
其实有些呢，有些人
had defected and gone back to Judaism.
已经开倒车了，已经离弃信仰。
Renounced their faith in Christ.
放弃他们的信仰。
So he's saying, I'm praying, I'm really desiring.
所以他说我在祷告，我真是。
All of you.
我巴不得愿你们个人。
Not just have faith.
不仅是有信心。
But the full assurance of faith.
那是有满足的指望，有确信，一直到底。
Well, that tells me then I can have a lesser degree of hope or assurance.
所以这告诉我，我的指望也许是那个程度，也许是不满足，对不对？不是满满的。
What is full assurance of hope or faith?
何谓有满足的指望呢？
It is an assurance that never has to fight the fight of faith.
那就是一个没有必要为信心挣扎的一个确据。
It's what James calls a mature or perfect faith.
这就是雅各书说的是你们 成全完备毫无缺陷那个信心。
It doesn't wrestle with doubts.
它不会因着怀疑小信而挣扎。
It's already done that and overcome and now is resting perfectly in Christ.
因为已经成了，所以现在它在基督里安息，满有指望。
And that's God's goal for all of us.
这是神对我们每个人所定的目标。
That we attain a full assurance of our faith.
好，叫我们每个人在基督里都有满足的指望和信心。
So yes, we can grow in assurance.
是我们的信心的确据可以增长。
Experience a lessening of assurance.
我们也可以经历到这个信心的指望的减少。
But I'm telling you.
但我告诉你啊。
It all goes back to faith.
关键是信心，信心。
All goes back to faith. Has nothing to do with your performance.
跟你的表现，跟你的行为无关。
Is all about his performance.
一切都在乎他的表现和你对他的信靠。
问题四，我知道我是信的，但是活不出来。有时觉得心越来越硬，心里有很多的苦毒，我征战很大。不知该如何。
Well, I take this question very seriously.
我非常的严肃对待你的问题啊。
And that's what I was trying to explain last night.
所以昨天晚上我在试图解释福音呢。
Gospel precision is a must.
福音的准确精准性。
Preachers can say one thing,
一个传道人可以这么说
and send somebody off into difficulty.
可以说错一点点就叫失之毫厘，谬之千里，就叫他偏离了。
Because he didn't say it with the correct context.
因为也许是在不在正确的情况下说这些，或者。
Because of gospel precision,
因着福音的那个精确性
he says something,
他说的话
the Spirit of God takes it,
那神的灵就
and drives into that person's heart,
使用他说的话
and
进到那个人心里
drives them into difficulty,
使他遇到一些困难
So, and what I'm trying to say is,
我要说的就是
error can drive you into difficulty, error,
错误可以使你进入困难
or truth,
或者真理
both.
两个都可以
What we need to do
我们需要做的是
discern which happened
我们要看的是到底是发生了什么事
not assume one or the other
不敢事先就下结论
and that would require a transparency on your part as well as mine
那就需要你是透明的是绝对真诚的我也需要完全透明
And I don't know if you would like to do that publicly or not.
我不知道你愿不愿公开。
And I'm respectful if you wouldn't. We can talk.
我尊重你的。
The three of us can talk privately.
我们可以私下谈一谈。我尊重你的个人的感觉。
But I think it would help all of us.
如果你愿意公开的话，我想会对大家都有帮助。
But that's up to you, of course.
当然是你的选择。
What I mean is your transparency is I need to ask questions that might be revealing about your own heart.
我的意思要透明，就是说我可能问你一些问题，也许把你的内心情况在公众敞开，你也许不愿意。
For example,
譬如啊
，When you say I know, I'm very sure that I am a Christian.
当你说我很肯定我是个基督徒。
My first question is, well, why are you sure?
我第一个问题是你凭什么这么肯定？为什么那么肯定？
Why would you be sure that you're a Christian?
你怎么知道你是基督徒？
What gives you evidence that you are a believer?
什么给你证明？
You understand what I'm asking?
我明白。
Yeah.
我知道主耶稣在十字架上死。
I know that Christ died for me on the cross for me.
Okay.
我知道。
I know.
而且我知道神爱我。
I know God loves me.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't tell me that you have been regenerated.
但是这并不证明你真正重生了。
这就是问题。
That's the question.
这就是我的问题，就是为什么我的生命没有显示出来。Why
my life? If I'm really born again, there should be some fruit.
Absolutely.
对
，Amen. I agree.
我同意。
Jesus said that is the distinguishing characteristic.
耶稣告诉我们这是一个分别的一些特征。
因为上一次我跟严弟兄聊天的时候
，Last time he was discussing with Patrick.
说如果我们教会开始实行会员制
，If we have a membership.
然后我说会员制的标准是什么？严弟兄说呢？
So,
必须是真正确信重生得救的。
What's the standard? You need to have the assurance. Okay, that's the basic requirement. So, do you feel you are a member? I answered. Don't count me. Don't count on me. So, I have the same problem. So, the Lord often works in my heart. I would cry when I listen to preaching. However, when I readMatthew Henry.
他对同样的一句话说出来，我知道他跟我完全不一样。
Well, he would have different explanation in the Bible. He really knows God. God has saved him.
我感到我跟他是不一样的。
I'm different from him, I feel.
跟他理解是一样的。
So I have the same problem.
Yeah.
The same boat.
I think this is something that I hope all those of you who believe that God has called you to gospel ministry. Pay attention now.
好，现在呢，凡是你相信神呼召你做福音的工作的人，要特别注意啊。
I think we as gospel preachers,
我们身为福音的传道人啊，
get in God's way, interfere with the Holy Spirit's activity.
我们会有时候会阻挡圣灵的工作，会插一脚。
And we work from an assumption, if I know that person, I see that they're good and they,
我们看到一个人，我认识他，看到他的表现很好。
They appear to love God.
他们好像很爱主。
I think I see some fruit.
我就看到工作的果效了。
To assume that the problem is an assurance problem. And not a salvation problem.
就认为他的问题是他的确据的问题，而不是救恩本身的问题。到底得救没有？
Let me tell you from one who was religious, greatly religious, but lost.
让我告诉你一个非常有宗教背景，但却是一个失落的人。
It seems wiser to me.
对我来说，更有智慧的方法是
to work from the assumption that the person is lost, not saved.
宁可假设那个人是失落的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they could be lost.
因为他们可能是失落，根本没得救。
And the answer you're going to give them,
你要给他们的答案是
is the same answer you would give a Christian.
是你会给基督徒的同样的答案。
Who's having an assurance problem?
他也有。
The answer is going to be the same.
确据有挣扎的人跟失落的人都是一个答案。
If you wrongly assume that they're lost when they're really saved,
所以如果你以为他们失落了，其实他们真正得救了，已经得救了。
Not done much damage.
所以你害不了他，他反正已经得救了。
But all the damage.
但哇，这个亏损大了。如果
prop up,
如果你
a false hope,
你给他一个虚假的指望，给他打气。
Am I making sense?
那这个亏损就大了。
So,I don't want you to be offended.
是你别生气啊。
But I want to work from the assumption.
我宁可
that you could be lost.
假设你本来你没有得救。
And have been deceived.
你是自欺的。我宁可从这个角度来对付来回答你。
What does it mean to be regenerated?
何谓重生呢？
You tell me.
请告诉我。
What does it mean to be born again?
何谓重生？
This
is a new life. Your life will grow as a result.
When Jesus says to Nicodemus, "You must be born again,"
尼哥底母说你必须重生。
What did Nicodemus wrongly assume Jesus meant?
他错误的以为耶稣说什么？
He wrongly assumed that he was talking physical and that he had to climb back to his mother's womb and be born a second time.
他以为必须从妈妈肚子里再生出一次，以为是肉体。
Why would Jesus use a metaphor or illustration that would lead you to that kind of a conclusion?
为什么耶稣要用这样的比喻会导致你的误解呢？
You got to be born a second time.
你必须要再生一次。
Because it would lead to, I mean, that was a natural assumption on Nicodemus. Remember, he'd never heard this term before. When you read it from your knowledge of having heard it and heard it and heard
it.
Nicodemus had never heard that. So he automatically thinks Jesus is talking naturally. So why would Jesus use a misleading metaphor? Well, look at who he's talking to. He's talking to a very religious person.
他在跟一个非常敬虔的有宗教背景人说话,
a very religious person who is a very good person.
他是一个很好的人,心地善良的。
Not all the Pharisees were bad, bad people.
不是所有的法利赛人都坏到透顶。
A lot of them were really good people.
其中有很多都是人眼中的好人。
And Nicodemus was one of the best teachers in all Israel. He says, art thou a master of Israel and do not know these things?
你是以色列人的先生,难道你不明白这些事儿?
Here he's saying, he's passing a compliment and he's acknowledging, Nicodemus, your reputation as being a teacher is nationwide. So we got a real religious man who's a real good man.
这里有一个很敬虔的人,有宗教背景,还是个心地善良的人,好人呢?
But he's an introspective man, just like you and me.
他也是一个跟你我一样,是一个很喜欢审查自己内心世界的人。
Why do you think he's talking to Jesus? Why do you think he's talking to Jesus?
为什么你想他在跟耶稣谈天?
He's looking inside.
他在自己反省。
And he has no assurance.
他没有。
But he's right with God.
他跟神的关系到底有没有被悦纳，他没把握。
Now, of course, we know he's under conviction. That's a Holy Spirit thing.
当然我知道他自己扎心，这圣灵在动工了。But
regardless whether it's self-induced or Holy Spirit-induced, he's looking on the inside.
不论是他自己还是圣灵扎他的心，但是他的确在反省自己。
No assurance that he's right with God. So he goes to Jesus at nighttime.
没有确据，所以他三更半夜来找耶稣了。
So he's still proud.
He
doesn't want to be seen. This great teacher in Israel going to this
哇,这个德高望重以色列人先生去看
roaming rabbi.
看这个到处流浪的拉比。
And Jesus gives him this misleading metaphor.
耶稣就给他了这个比喻导致他的误解。
To cut against the grain of his thinking and nature.
为的是叫他的思想,
Nicodemus?
为的是把他的思想给扭转过来, Nicodemus.
What did you have to do with your birth?
你的出生,
physical.
你肉身的出生, 你贡献了是什么?
This is the reason he gives this illustration.
为这个原因他才给这个比喻。
Did you help your mom and dad conceive you?
你有没有帮你爸妈怀孕生下来?
I don't know that Nicodemus got it that day.
我不晓得尼哥底母那天开窍了没有。
But we know he got it at some point.
但是在他生命中的之后的某一点他开窍了。
Because along with Joseph and Arimathea,
因为他跟亚利马太的约瑟一块把耶稣
Nicodemus and Joseph take the body of our Lord off the cross and bury it.
他把耶稣的尸体从十字架上拿下来埋葬。
I think those words ate at Nicodemus.
我想耶稣的话，尼哥底母一直都念念不忘。
Made him crazy.
他几乎发疯了。
And it got to him.
终于入心了。
That's what he meant.
啊，他开窍，原来如此。
No more can I help God save me than I could help my mom and dad conceive me.
正如我不能帮我爸妈怀孕生我，同样我也不能帮助神。It's
a work of the Spirit.
神帮我重生，这是圣灵的工作。
Born from above.
从天上生下来。
Born of the Spirit.
从圣灵而生。
Regeneration.
从
神, or the new birth.
或者新的生命。
Is a miracle.
是一个神迹。
That God performs in the spirit of a man or a woman.
在神在人的灵魂里头所动的一个神迹。
What is the essence of that miracle?
这个神迹的本质是什么?
That God speaks and light is produced.
神说话光就照耀。
I will explain that tonight.
好，今晚我会再解释。
I'm going to spend all evening on that tonight.
整个晚上主叙课我都会讲到这一点。
But,
但是
let me just give a few more remarks and we will end.
我再说两句话了，我们就结束了，时间到了。
I said last night.
昨天晚上说了。
That the wind of the Spirit.
圣灵的风啊。
Blows.
随着一直吹。
I'm quoting Jesus talking to Nicodemus.
我在引用耶稣对尼哥底母说的话，对不对？风随着一直吹。
The wind blows, and you hear the sound.
你听到风的响声。
But you don't know where it comes from.
不知道从哪儿来。
Or where it's going.
往哪儿去。
So is everyone that's born of the Spirit.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
In other words, what's Jesus saying?
耶稣在说什么？
You can't explain it.
你解释不了。
There's a mystery.
这有奥秘的成分。
I get really, really nervous when I hear people explaining their salvation.
当有人跟我解释他的救恩怎么怎么的，我就很紧张。
That's what I was trying to say last night.
这是我昨晚想要说的话。
I can tell you what happened when I got saved.
我可以告诉你我得救的时候发生了什么事。
But I can't tell you how God turned my mind from darkness to light.
但我不能够解释。
I just know He did it.
神怎么样使我的心从黑暗进入光明？我知道他做成了就对了。
I just know what happened.
我知道的确发生在我身上。
Now the problem with that is
问题在于
that I have a dear friend.
我有个亲爱的朋友啊。
That God used me
神
indirectly to lead him to the Lord.
间接的使用我带他信主。
And he cannot tell you the day he got saved. Like I can.
他也不能够告诉我他哪一天信主的。我也不能。
He can't tell you an event.
他不能告诉你什么事件发生了。
But he can tell you
但他可以告诉你
that he knows.
他知道
that he knows.
他知道他的确知道。
And that used to bother me a little bit.
我从前想到这个我都
Because I wanted him to have it like I had it.
因为我想要他跟我一样的经历。
I wanted to take the mystery out of it.
我想要把那个奥秘的成分给
And make
给除掉。
Everybody's just like me.
我要每个人跟我
Cookie cutter.
一个模子出来一样。
And God doesn't do it that way.
神不是照我们的方式。
His experience was this.
他的经历，我的朋友的经历是这样。
The man that I led to the Lord was witnessing to him.
我带领信主的一个弟兄呢，在向他做见证。
He had seen a change in this man.
他的确看到这个人生命的改变了。
And he'd heard the truth that this man was telling him, that I had told him.
听到了。这个人所讲述的，我告诉他的真理，他听到，间接听到。
And he knew that it was right.
他知道这是真理。
But there was no dramatic conversion.
但是他生命中没有一个翻天覆地的一个戏剧化的改变。
Three weeks later.
三个礼拜之后呢
？He's standing in his shower.
他在洗澡的时候正站在那冲凉啊。
And he catches himself singing a church hymn.
他发现他自己在唱诗歌，教会诗歌。
My friend told me about this.
我朋友就跟我讲这个。
He said, Michael,
他说
I never sing.
我从来不唱歌的。
But I surely don't sing church hymns.
我绝对不会唱教会的歌。从来没唱过。
But I found myself singing praises to God.
我边洗澡，我边在赞美神。
And I said to myself,
我就自言自语了。
Where did that come from?
嘿，这首歌从哪来的？
And then I began to notice.
我就开始发现。
Changes in me.
我生命开始改变了。
Not that I was going to church or.
哦，不是我去教会啊。
I stopped this habit and started that habit.
我不做这个，不做那个了，不是这样的改变。
I noticed a change in my attitude.
我发现我的心态有改变。
And the way I viewed life.
和我人生观、世界观有改变。
My whole worldview was different.
我整个世界观都 不同。
Now listen to me very
carefully.
If you judge fruit of the Spirit only as change in behavior,
用外面行动的改变来判断你的圣灵的果子，
very dangerous.
就很危险。
Why?
为什么？
Because any sinner can change behavior.
因为任何罪人都能够改革自新啊，都可以。
I've known men who were alcoholics.
我知道一些醉酒的人，酒鬼。
They're not drunkards anymore.
他们现在不喝酒了。
But they're not Christians either.
但也不是基督徒，我可以改。
I'd say that's a pretty dramatic change, wouldn't you?
这是个翻天覆地改变，对不对？很奇怪。
Been a drunkard, now not a drunkard.
酒鬼现在不是酒鬼了，对吧？
I've known men who were unfaithful to their wives.
我知道有些不老实的老公。
Or vice versa.
现在或者女人，现在改好。
But now they're faithful.
现在是忠心的。
And truly love their spouse.
丈夫妻子爱配偶。
Have a good marriage.
但婚姻现在改变了。
But they're not Christians either.
还不是基督徒，对不对？
You can change behavior.
你可以改变外面的行动，没问题。
But you can't change your worldview.
但你不能改变你的世界观。
Because worldview,
因为世界观
is a heart view.
是心理的一个改变，心态的改变。
And my friend said, I was just seeing things differently.
我朋友就告诉我，我现在看整个世界都不一样了，不同的观点，不同的角度。
And I said that bothered me. Remember, I said that bothered me.
你知道，我说过这个叫我。
So I wrestled with this in prayer.
就很纳闷，所以我就在祷告中挣扎。
I know what happened to me. It was very powerful.
我知道在我身上发生的事是非常的大有能力的。我告诉你啊。
I look down here. You have a hardwood floor.
你这有地板，对不对？
The room that I was saved in had a hardwood floor also, just like it.
我得救的那个房间里头跟你们一样，也有这个地板。
I felt the holiness of God so much.
我感觉到神的圣洁的同在。
That I was clawing at the cracks.
我就在抓那个地板的缝啊。
To try to hide myself.
我想要把我自己藏起来。
That's pretty powerful experience.
很惊天动地的一个经历。
I doubt anybody had that experience.
我怀疑你得救的时候有这么大的一个改变。
So can you see where my problem is? I had this dramatic experience.
你知道我的问题，因为我自己有这么一个大改变。
And my friend, all he tells me, he's singing in the shower.
我的朋友呢跟我讲，他在冲凉的时候唱歌，就那么简单。
And so I'm wrestling and praying.
是我在挣扎，我在祷告。
I got an invitation to go to the state of Louisiana to preach at a conference.
我的有一个邀请到那个州去讲道 ，Louisiana.
Very southern part of the country, United States.
是美国的南部一个州去讲道。
And it's a break time, and I'm outside.
那是休息时间，我在外头。
A wooded lot.
在一个
lots of trees.
在一个森林里头，一个 lot.
A wooded lot, an area where there was a lot of trees.
Okay, 在一个很多树林的地方。
And I'm looking up, and I notice there's a leaf just doing this.
我发现啊，那上面有一片叶子在那摇。
Barely moving.
几乎看不到它的动静。
Now it's a very warm day.
那天非常暖和。
And I did not know that the wind was blowing.
我甚至感觉不到风在吹啊，没感觉的。
But I knew it was blowing because I saw that leaf.
但我看到那片叶子，我就知道风还在吹。
Dawned on me.
啊，突然我开窍。
That's the wind.
哎，那是风在吹。
That's as much the wind as if there was a hurricane.
这正像那狂风暴雨的大风一样，那也是风。
Wind is wind.
风就是风。
And I remembered what Jesus said to Nicodemus.
我记得耶稣对尼哥底母说的话了。
The wind blows.
风随着意思吹。
Sometimes.
有时候。
So powerful.
有时候会狂风暴雨。
You're trying to hide from it.
你甚至有时候想躲起来。
Like a storm.
像一个暴风雨一样。
And sometimes it's so gentle.
有时候会非常温柔的吹。
You don't even know it's there until you see a little leaf.
你甚至感觉不到，直到你看到一片树叶在那微微的摇晃。
But it's still the same.
但是同样都是风在吹。
So I'm telling you all of that.
是我跟你讲那么多呢。
To say you cannot judge regeneration.
是为了告诉你，你不能够判断。
By external circumstances.
借着外面的环境来判断一个人是否重生了。
What then do you judge regeneration?
那你根据什么来判断呢？
Number one,
第一，
it's a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
It's an activity of God alone.
这是唯独神能成就的事。
It's not you cooperating with God.
不是你与神合作的结果。
It is God alone, period.
唯独神所成就的工作。第二。
You judge regeneration.
你可以判断这个人重生了。
The same way you judge if there's life physically.
正如你可以判断有没有肉体的生命。
Are you listening?
是不是在听？
This is huge.
这是个很大的题目啊。
How do you know you're physically alive?
你怎么知道你肉身活着？
All of the evidences of life functioning in your body.
你生命里头所有的这个生命的东西都在运转。
Have you ever been at the death of a loved one or a friend?
你有没有参加过家人的葬礼或者一个朋友的葬礼？
You ever sit there by the bedside and you watch the breathing, the heaving of the chest?
你在他的床旁边，你看到他的呼吸动静。
You notice the time between each breath gets a little bit longer.
他临死前他的呼吸就时间就隔得越来越长，对不对？
Until there's no more breathing.
直到呼吸停止了。
Now you don't know when the spirit left the body, but you do know this.
你不知道他的灵什么时候离开，但是你知道。
At some point you begin to register there's no signs of life.
到了一个地步，你就知道不再有生命的迹象了。
Are you with me?
听懂没有？
The same is true with regeneration.
重生也是这样，对吧？
It is the infusion of the life of God.
是神的生命的注入。
The evidence that you have been regenerated is that there will be the activity of God in you.
你看到神的作为在你身上彰显的时候，就证明了有生命了。
Life will become evident.
在你生命中就会彰显出来。
Maybe not immediately.
也许不是立刻的。
But,
但是
it will happen.
会彰显。
Why?
迟早会，为什么？
Because it's an infusion of God's life in you.
神的生命注入在你里面。
And here is, to me, the biggest evidence of that life in you.
这里对我而言啊，是神的生命在你里面最大的证明。
It is what you love and what you hate.
就是你所爱的和你所恨的都会改变。
There's been a reversal.
就会反过来了。
I loved myself.
我从前爱我自己。
And my sins.
也爱我的罪。
Some of my sins I didn't like.
有些罪我不是很喜欢啊。
But I loved them.
但是我爱犯罪。
You know what I mean?
你知道我的意思？
You ever have somebody you love them? You knew you loved them, but you just didn't like them.
有没有些人你很爱他，但你就不喜欢他
？I didn't like my sins because they had bad consequences.
不喜欢我的罪，因为那个结果不好，导致不好的后果。
But I loved them enough that I would keep doing them.
但我还是爱犯罪，我就继续犯下去。
And I didn't really like being with God.
我从前不喜欢与神同在。花时间在他面前。
Gotta remember something. I was religious before I was saved.
记得我得救之前，我是个很敬虔的人，有宗教背景的。
I loved religion.
我爱宗教。
I did.
真的。
My flesh,
我的肉体
reveled, marveled, excitedly in religion.
我在宗教里头如鱼得水。
Why?
为什么？
It was a way I could prove.
因为我可以借着宗教，我可以向自己证明
that I'm a good person.
我是个好人。
And it was a means to get people's approval and praise.
我可以借着宗教得到人的称赞，人的承认。
But I didn't love God.
但我不爱神。那个时候
，If you would have told me before I was saved，
如果在我得救之前，真正得救之前
，You don't love God，
告诉我你不爱神
I would have argued.
我会跟你辩论。
I would have gotten angry.
我会发脾气。
Yes, I love.
我当然爱生气，所以。
Because I did have some affections for God.
我的确对神有一些感情。
I mean, how can you not think fondly of somebody dying on a cross for you?
有人为你在死在十字架，你怎么不能够对他有好感呢
？But that's all.
那仅此而已。
To enjoy him.
但是却享受他。
I could not enjoy him.
我不能在他面前享受他。
Because he made me feel.
因为他
unholy.
让我觉得我自己很不圣洁。
I didn't like that feeling.
我不喜欢这样的感觉。
Because that was counter to everything I was trying to do by religion.
因为这跟我从前靠宗教所要成就的事情是恰恰相反的。
But after I was converted,
但我真正归信重生之后
，That changed, and I didn't have to do anything.
都改变了。我没必要去做任何事情来改变。
I didn't make myself start liking God.
我没有使我自己开始爱神。
Or hate my sin.
或者恨我的罪恶。
It was just there.
这就很自然就是油然而生。
Nobody in this room is making you breathe right now, not even yourself.
这房间里没有任何人使你在呼吸，甚至你自己没有想到在呼吸。
In fact,
其实
if you start thinking about your breathing,
如果你在考虑你的呼吸，在想你的呼吸的话
you're going to start hyperventilating.
It's
not natural.
这就不自然了。
You just naturally do it.
你就很自然的会呼吸。为什么?
Because natural life is in you.
因为你里头有自然的生命，你就会呼吸了。
It goes back to the text I quoted last night.
就像我昨天所引用的那段经文一样。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
I can quote it again, but I want you to read it.
我可以背出来啊，但是我盼望你翻过去读一下。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And 9.
八到九节，一起读。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来没有荣光的大喜了，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
How do you know you believe?
你怎么知道你信了呢
？That's a question.Usually, what you do when you get a question, you respond by giving an answer.
这是一个问题，通常你以后回答，对不对？有问题你就会回答。
How do you know you believe?
你怎么知道你信了？
Look at the verse.
看看第
九节。
第九节。第九节。信心的果效。
Yes.
嗯。
You rejoice.
第八节，你会欢喜。
You delight.
你会快乐，大喜乐。
You glorify God.
你会归荣耀给神。
What happened to me and my friend and every person that's ever been born again?
无论在我身上发生，或者我朋友，或者所有重生得救人。
Joy in relating to God and God relating to you.
当你跟神相交的时候，你就会经历到那个喜乐。
That's why he was singing in the shower.
所以他在浴室里头会唱歌。
He didn't even know why.
他不知道为什么会欢唱。
It was natural to enjoy God.
现在他享受神是很自然。
All I can tell you.
我只能说。
That deep within my soul.
在我灵魂的深处。
Is a thirst, a desire.
有一个渴望，一种渴慕。
Just to be with him.
我巴不得与他同在。
And this thirst and desire is so strong.
这个渴慕是如此之强烈。
That it gives me both satisfaction.
使我既满足。
And sorrow.
又忧伤。
It's so good when I experience his presence.
当我经历到他同在的时候，哇，太美好了。
I love my wife.
我爱我妻子。
She's my best friend.
她是我的知己朋友。
My soul's twin is what I call her.
我灵魂的双胞胎，我称她为。我们非常的亲密。
I enjoy being with her.
我很喜欢跟她在一块。
I was sitting in the hotel room yesterday afternoon.
昨天下午我在宾馆的房间里。
Got to missing her.
我好想她。
I was sad.
简直到一个忧伤的地步。
But as much as she gives me joy.
但他给我那么多的喜乐。
Jesus all the more. She can't even.
主耶稣给我的喜乐远远超过他，他没得比。
She called me this morning.
我的太太今天早上
，while I was
跟我打电话。
To Jesus.
但我正在跟耶稣说话呢。
As much as I love her.
我尽管那么爱她。
I told her, sweetheart.
我说亲爱的。
I can't talk right now.
我现在不能跟你多说话。我在跟耶稣谈恋爱呢。为什么
I'm not bragging.
我不是在夸夸口。我讲
的
是事实啊。
I'd rather be with him.
我宁可跟耶稣同在，超过与我最爱的妻子同在。
That's the evidence of the life of God in you.
这就是神的生命在你里面的证据。
Love, fellowship.
我就会爱与神相交。
Look at 1 John.
再看约翰一书。
John is writing.He says in chapter 1, verse 4,
第一章第四节他说
that your joy may be full.
我将这块写使你们的喜乐满足充足
And verse 3,
第三节
he says he's writing that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship was with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
他说我像我所看见的是使你与我们相交我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
How do you know you have fellowship with him?
你怎么知道你跟他有交通呢？
What makes your joy full?
什么使你的喜乐充足呢？
Verse 5.
第五节。
And following.
好，往下看啊，第五节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。
All the way through verse 7.
五到七节，神就是爱，在毫无黑暗。
这是我们清楚所听见又
告给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，仍在黑暗里行，也是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神
光明中，就彼此
相交。儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
How do you know you're in fellowship with him?
你怎么知道你与他相交呢？
What's verse 7 say?
第七节怎么说?
You walk in the light.
你行在光明中。
Because God is light.
因为神就是。
No darkness in him.
光明，在他里头没有黑暗。
And friend, if you've been regenerated, that light is in you.
朋友，如果你真正重生了，神的光就在你里面。
And it covets light. Light covets light.
它就会渴慕与光相交，因为光与光相亲，互相吸引。
How do you know when you're not walking in fellowship with God?
你怎么知道你没有与神相交呢?
Darkness.
因为有黑暗了。
You're shutting off the light.
你把光给弃之门外，你在弃绝光。
And there's what inside?
里头有什么?里头就
A misery.
痛苦啦。
A dissatisfaction.
就不满啦。
A discontentment.
里头就有一种不满足的
Because you're not living according to the life of God in you.
因为你没有按着神赐给你的光在生活，你没有活出来。
When you and I read that verse, we automatically think about rules.
当我们读这些经文的时候，马上会想到一些条条框框规矩。
I'm walking in the light means I'm not using bad language.
我行在光明中，我不说脏话。
I'm not looking at pornography.
我不看那些黄色的录像了。
I'm going to church on Sunday.
我礼拜天去教会了。
Paying my tithes.
我在十一奉献。
And I'm witnessing.
我在传福音，循规蹈矩。
That's none of those things are there.
这里跟那个毫不相干的。
Walking in the light.
行在光中的意思。
Means you're delighting in the light.
意思你欢喜在光中。
And you want to be wherever the light is.
不管那个光照到哪儿，你都愿意。在光中行。
Therefore, you don't look at pornography.
所以你不会看那些黄色东西。
You don't use profanity.
你就不用那些不良的语言、肮脏的话。
You do go to fellowship with the saints.
你就会到教会与圣徒相交。
Why?
为什么?
That's where the light is.
因为光就在那里。
It's not about conformity to rules.
这不是循规蹈矩，遵守。条条框框
But what you enjoy
那是 你所喜欢做的
or,
或者
What you love
你所爱做的事
Those who have been regenerated
这些是真正重生的人
Love God
就会爱神
Which means
这个意味着
They enjoy him
他们就会享受与他同在
Let me ask one more question.
好，让我再问一个问题。
To the two that have spoken.
问这两个刚刚。
And if we need to, we'll deal with.
同病相怜的。如果有必要的话呢，我们再私下讨论。
Let me ask you a question. I asked you this last night, so I'm going to repeat it.
昨天晚上问你，我再重复一次。
When you do sin, tell me what happens.
犯罪的时候，可不可以告诉我会发生什么事儿？
Tell me what happens when you do sin.
让你
anybody
任何人不见得你们两个。
You hide yourself.
躲起来。
You go, you do that penalty box thing.
你把自己放在惩罚的一个区域里头，自称。
Someone else.
还有别人呢 ？I'll get mad when I sin.
Get angry with yourself. Everybody.
发每个人脾气。
Very hard to live with.
You hate yourself. 恨自己，不行。
Does anybody,
有没有人?
Does anybody just feel, Father,
有没有这样的感觉?
I'm so sorry.
我对不起。
I hurt you.
我伤害了你，我得罪了你。
Let me rephrase the question.
让我重新再讲一遍。
Let's use something more concrete.
用一些实际的例子。
Those of you that are married and have a good relationship,
你们结了婚的，而且婚姻关系很好的。
How do you feel when you say something that's hurtful to your husband or wife?
当你说一些伤害你的丈夫或妻子的话，你有什么感觉
？I mean, when I've spoken harshly to Karen,
当我对我妻子说一些厉害的话的时候
，and I see that face, that look,
我可以看她那个表情啊
，of pain,
痛苦。
When I see the tears start well up in her eyes,
我当我看到那个她眼睛开始流泪了，我就想死了。
I'm serious,
真的。
That is so painful.
那何等的痛苦。
To hurt her,
伤害她对我来说，我自己痛苦。
Why should it be any different when we hurt Jesus?
当我们伤害了主耶稣
，Are you with me?
那你能够感觉明白吗？
If I don't have that reaction, I wonder, do I really love him?
如果我没有这样的回应的话，我到底我爱不爱他
？When I sin against Karen,
当我得罪我妻子
，I want to immediately
我想要
bring restoration,
立刻跟他和好。
I do not go off to another room.
我不会跑到另一个房间去。
And justify my action.
然后为我自己讲理由，为什么我这么做。
And tell myself.
然后告诉我自己呢。
She had it coming. She deserved it.
她活该，她应该受伤。
She hadn't gotten me angry, I wouldn't have said it.
如果她没有叫我生气，我就不会做这样的话。
No.
我不会这样子。
Because I love her.
因为我真爱她。
I want to heal the hurt.
我愿意医治那个伤痕。
I want to restore the relationship.
我愿意恢复我们的关系。
If you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣呢
？It seems to me that would be the natural reaction.
对我来说，这也应该是你的自然的回应哦。
Which is what?
就会怎么样？就会。
Well, keep reading verse 9. What Sam?
继续读第九节。Sam 刚刚说了。
Read verse 9, Sam.
第九节怎么说？我们若认自己的罪，神是。信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
Confess doesn't mean to say I'm sorry
认罪
No, what that means
不仅是说对不起而已
How many times you told somebody you're sorry when you really weren't sorry
多少次你没有真正的觉得道歉但你嘴巴却说对不起
Confession here means to agree with God
这里认罪的意思就是同意神的看法、
agree.
同意他
Not just up here, but here
不仅是头脑认同，而且心里头阿门。
And you go to God,
你到神面前
Father, I've hurt you.
说父啊，我伤害了你，我伤了你的心。
I thank you that there is a Savior.
我感谢你有一位救主。
And I rejoice in your Son.
我因着你的儿子欢喜快乐。
And His blood,
他的血
that cleanses me from this very thing I just did to you.
洁净了我刚刚。所得罪你的事
Thank you, Father, that you're so loving.
父啊，我何等感恩，你是何等的慈爱。
You don't hold this against me.
你不会天天耿耿于怀。
But receive me.
你仍然接纳我。
Happy.
你何等欢喜快乐。
But I acknowledged my sin.
我感恩的欢喜的 认罪。
Only parents can understand that about the secret.
只有父母亲能够明白我刚刚说的。
As much as when my sons disobeyed me, that hurt me.
就像我儿子得罪我，伤害我。
Nothing made me more happier when they would come to me and confess and tell me they.
但是当他来到我面前承认他错的时候，我的喜乐难以形容。
I did not enjoy having to interrogate them and finally get them to make them confess.
我不喜欢就是审问他，直到他认罪，承认他错。
But it blessed me when they would come on their own.
但他们自愿的来找我，然后承认，爸爸。
I blew it.
我失败了。
Would you forgive me?
你愿意原谅我吗？
What do you think I said to that child?
你知道我对这个孩子怎么说呢？
Go to your room.
回到你房间里头。
Let me think about it.
让我好好考虑考虑怎么审判你。不会的。
No, I am.
不会的。
Come here, son.
我说儿子来吧，你立刻拥抱他。
I love you.
我爱你儿。
Thank you so much for coming to me.
谢谢你能够到我面前。
You honor me.
因为你尊重了我。
How much more?
何况
if you be an evil,
你们是罪人
know how to forgive your sons,
都知道
daughters,
赦免自己的
with your heavenly father,
赦免自己的儿女何况天父呢
okay. A regenerated person, that's what goes on in their heart after they sin.
一个重生的人他犯罪之后他们心里就会有这样的
unless,
除非
like Lydia,
就像 Lydia 一样
They're struggling to believe the gospel.
还在挣扎信福音。
But even though she may be struggling to believe the gospel,
虽然她对信福音有挣扎。
I still just described her heart, have I not? I still yet described her heart a few moments ago, did I not?
我刚刚还是形容了你的心态，你心里的挣扎，对不对？
The only reason you go to the penalty box is because you believe Jesus' death is not enough.
你之所以会自己把自己封锁起来，自己惩罚自己，因为你相信耶稣的死还不足够。
A false convert can respond the same way. That's true.
一个假信徒也会一样的回应，没错。
But a false convert will also
但一个假信徒也会
try to justify or rationalize the sin
会想方设法为自己的罪找理由开脱
minimize
然后
it
把它淡化了
That a true Christian will not want to do
但真基督徒不愿意那么做
The life of God just won't in them won't let them do that
因为他们里面神的生命不允许他。
So these are things I hope that will help.
我盼望这些事能够帮助，能够回答你的问题。
Now,
好
，That's where I would start. That's where I would start with somebody coming to me with these kinds of questions.
如果有人问我这样的问题，我就会这样回答他。
Then I would ask more questions. We're not going to do that.
然后我会问更多问题。现在我们就不问了。
To help them.
来帮助他们
Because the thing you cannot do,
因为你不能做的是
you cannot try to be the Holy Spirit,
你不能够扮演圣灵的角色很危险的
If a friend comes to you with these kinds of questions,
如果你的朋友来问你这些问题
Don't flatter yourself and the person by trying to give all the right answers
你不要给所有的认为自己挺不错的给所有的正确答案标准答案
You could destroy them by doing that
你这样做的话你可以把它给毁了
Point them back to the gospel
把它带回福音里
The gospel is the answer
福音才是答案
Not you
不是你有什么好的答案
Make sense?
听明白没有
Okay Well I've gone way over
我超时了
Thank you all I've enjoyed it hope you have Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Lord, I thank you for these questions.
父，为这些问题感恩。
It seems like it's centered mainly upon salvation.
似乎都跟救恩有关。
If there are people in this room who are not truly yours,
如果这房间里头有不真正属你的人
then I would ask.That you would do a miracle.
求你在他们心中行神迹。
Father, save them.
主啊，求你拯救他们。
Birth them.
让他们重生。
Give them your life.
赐他们你的生命。
Infuse their heart with Christ.
你用基督的生命注入他们。
And His essence.
和他的本质。
And if they are your children.
如果他们已经是你的儿女。
Help them to believe the gospel.
帮助他们深信你的福音。
And not the lies.That Satan has told them about you.
不是撒旦的谎言，关乎你的谎言。
And the lies he's told them about themselves.
而且关乎他们自己的谎言，不要信。
Set them free.
释放他们，主啊。
For you've promised in your word.
因为你的话语中应许了。
You've not given us the spirit of bondage again.
你赐给我们的不是奴仆的心。
And if we're under bondage, it's not from you.
如果我们在捆绑中，那不是出于你的。
Bring deliverance.
主啊，求你释放他们。
From the lies of the enemy.
让他们从撒旦的谎言中得解脱。
Let the light of Jesus Christ shine here.
让耶稣基督的光照耀进来。
In all of us.
请照耀到我们每个人心里。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.